York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. This is Radio Catskill, your community radio station. We are serving the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. And the forecast for the rest of today is it's going to continue to be a beautiful sunny day with highs in the lower 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely after midnight going down to the upper 40s. And tomorrow, a few showers are likely, highs in the lower 60s. Chance of rain tomorrow is at 60%. And tomorrow night, more showers are likely going down to the lower 40s. A chance of rain is also 60% for tomorrow night. All right, stay tuned. Homegrown is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the Cooperage Project in Honesdale, Pennsylvania, dedicated to building community through performance, learning, markets, and good times. TheCooperageProject.org. All right, welcome to Homegrown. This afternoon edition, I'll be sitting in for Kevin McDaniels this afternoon on a live music performance right here in our studios. My name is Kathy Geary, and I'm really pleased to welcome Dave Kearney to our studios today. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, and I'm happy to be here on such a beautiful day. And wow, this place is spectacular. I'm looking over my shoulder, and I'm seeing this waterfall and chickens. And
there's a magnolia in the window.
Yes.
So Dave Kearney, Dave is a singer-songwriter, and he's going to be accompanied today by Ellie Winiger on guitar. And they are both smiling, and they look like they're ready to go. So I thought we'd start off the show right away with a song. Dave, what would you like to do for us?
Well, this is a love song on such a pretty day. And this song is called Sweet Eyes. Broke down and busted, fresh out of rope, surviving season, living on hope. Grace of strangers, the hand of a friend, thirst of my nature, see around the next bend, searching for something thought I'd never find. Sure it only existed inside my mind. When I least expected, I got surprised by a visit from an angel with your sweet eyes. Full moon shining, dark winter skies, clouds on the wind go racing on by. Like the thoughts I have of you when we are apart, it's like you're there in the blood that flows through my heart. What you do to me, I can't explain. But if I am the earth, then you are the rain. Words just escape me each time that I try. capture the mystery of your sweet eyes. I can run like the river, fall like the falls, spend like tomorrow ain't coming to call. Stand in the spotlight, sing for the song, then search for a reason to try and stay strong. But I'll run for the winning if your love is the prize. 'Cause girl, when you touch me, it makes me feel high, like the warmth of sunlight beneath summer skies. Your good disposition and your sweet eyes.
All right, Dave Kearney, live here in the studio on this edition of Homegrown. Oh, Dave, you're like a hopeless romantic. That is such a beautiful song.
Amongst other things.
I got goosebumps. Flows like you flow through my blood. Oh, my God, that is so romantic. That's really beautiful. You know, I've heard songs about, you know, beautiful eyes before. And so I'm thinking, you know, is you know, like Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison or something. Are you talking about blue eyes or are you talking about brown eyes? Tell us, Dave.
Ellie? I'm going to let my producer answer that question.
Originally, I think it was... Dave wrote the song Blue Eyes originally, right?
Blue Eyes.
And then he tried to convince me the song was about me, because at that time, not at this time, at that time, we were having our little romantic interlude, I said, yo, Dave, check out my eyes. He said, oh, shoot, they're green, aren't they? I was like, okay. So he figured, you know, in order to reach all the women in the audience at once, he would just change it to Sweet Eyes.
Oh, you know, that works for me really well, Dave. You covered all your bases. Very impressive. Such a very romantic song, really.
Stay out of trouble.
Now, you two play together remarably well. They both have these really lovely acoustic guitars. Dave Kearney is sitting here with a blonde acoustic with a cutout in it. And you don't see that often in acoustic guitars. At least I don't.
Not that often.
Not that often. It's gorgeous.
Well, these really fine instruments are both unique and were both built for us by Ivan Schmuckler.
Ivan Schmuckler.
Of Artisan Fretted Instruments.
Artisan Fretted Instruments, yes.
In Massachusetts.
Western Mass.
Yeah.
And
so look up Artisan Fretted
Ivan
Instruments.
Ivan builds a good box. He's built for many people in the business, Bromberg, Jorma,
Jorma Kalko and David Bromberg.
Van Morrison, et cetera.
Van Morrison, I'm familiar with some of those names.
Yeah.
Well, it's a gorgeous guitar. It's a beautiful lyric, chiming kind of quality.
That's one of the things about Ivan's guitars. They have this incredible sustain where when you play one of them, you can actually hear the note right in front of you in the air.
Oh.
And it's the most remarkable. Every time somebody, I love to watch people pick up one of Ivan's guitars and play it for the first time and watch the look that gradually comes over.
Well, now you both have Ivan Schmuckler guitars. Anyway, so, wow, how you've been playing together
for what, about 10 years?
About 10 years.
Okay. Yeah.
I've known Ivan for many more years.
Right.
From way back in Brooklyn.
I met Ivan through Ellie.
Wow. Now, Dave, you've recorded some, gone into the studio and done a couple of CDs.
I have.
You want to tell us about your recording history?
Sure. Well, the first CD is called Ghost Tracks.
Ghost Tracks.
And it was produced by Ellie.
And, you mean this Ellie Winninger sitting right here?
Winninger. It was engineered and mixed by her son, Daniel.
Nice.
And it was done over at Colebrook Productions, Julie Last's studio. Julie has worked with all the big names.
So when did you do that recording?
That was done in 2011.
Okay.
It was released in March of 2011.
Wow. Tell me about the songs on that Ghost Tracks.
Well, let me tell you about the songs in general.
Okay, tell me about them.
I have a specific style of writing. All the songs that I write are true stories. They're all about real people. The people in the songs are actual people, both living and dead.
Write about what you know.
I write about what I know, but more so I write about what I've experienced and what I've been close to other people experiencing. I try to document the human condition in my songwriting, and that comes from my greatest songwriting influence, which would be Guy Clark. God rest his soul.
Well, you know, I think you've just put into words what I think of as what is an artist, whether you're a musician or a painter or a sculptor. You're trying to capture life as it is, as you experience it. And
yes.
you really made me feel something with that first song.
Thank you.
Very from
Thank
the heart.
You.
Yes. So I want to hear more music. I mean, we can talk all day, but I'd love to hear something else. What would you like to go with? You want to hear a Ghost Tracks?
I would love for you to play a cut off of Ghost Tracks.
Let's play a cut off of Ghost Tracks.
Track number two.
Okay.
This song is called Red's Blues.
So this is Dave Kearney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, and the CD is called Ghost Tracks, which he said was recorded in 2011.
Yes.
So let's hear this song. This is called Red's Blues. Here we go.
You've taken her for granted, you take her for a fool. She can still remember when you took her off to school. Lace and curls, daddy's little girl. Love is like the sunlight, falls warm across the floor. Turn your back and look away, might not be there anymore. When you return, you made her feel forsaken, you made her feel forlorn. Your life's a love reminder, every rose has a thorn since she was born. All those family ties were torn. Love is like the sunlight, falls warm across the floor. Turn your back and look away, might not be there anymore. When you return, you thought she meant to use you for the things that you could give, when all she ever wanted was just a place where she could live in your heart. From the very start, Love is like the sunlight, falls warm across the floor. Turn your back and look away, might not be there anymore. When you return, sunlight falls warm across the floor. Turn your back and look away, might not be there anymore. When you return, you know I chanced to meet her back in my rougher days. Now I find she's softened me with her gentle ways. I'm okay. Thanks for treasures thrown away. Love is like the sunlight, falls warm across our floor. And if you find a change of heart, you'll find us at the door. When you return, lesson learned. Lesson learned. Lesson learned.
Dave Kearney. That's from Ghost Tracks. His first CD released in 2011. That song is called Red's Blues. I'm Kathy Geary, and I'm sitting in for Kevin McDaniel today, and this is WJFF. This is Homegrown, where once a month you can tune in and hear live performances by some of the incredible talent that we are so blessed to have right here in our area. And today is Dave Kearney with Ellie Wininger. Get it out.
It's easy for you to say.
So, yeah. So that's your first CD.
It is, yeah. It's my first solo CD.
Uh-huh. Well, you're obviously an accomplished musician and an accomplished songwriter. So what was it that prompted you to finally go into the studio and do your own recording?
Oh, the main reason for that is sitting right here next to me. It was
all right.
Ellie and her son Daniel.
You wanted to avoid being murdered.
Yes, they threatened my life and held me hostage and said,
well, she's your producer, so I can see why that would have a certain amount of influence there. Okay. But, you know, well done.
Thank you.
That's got to give you a great sense of accomplishment. Yeah, but that's not the only CD you've recorded.
Oh, no, no. In fact, my second CD was produced by Daniel, Ellie's son. He produced it, he mixed it, recorded it and played on it.
But they're all of your songs. You're the songwriter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called The Waiting Game, your second CD?
Yes, it is. Yes. Mm-hmm. There is a cut on there that we'll play later called In La Cache à la Ken, and that was co-written with Ellie and Daniel.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that song. Tell me.
Well, In La Cache à la Ken is a word from the Mayan language.
It's a Mayan, Indian Mayan.
And it refers to universal consciousness. It literally translated means, I am another you.
Well, we're going to have to hear that song in our program here, but...
Well, we should do it now, what you're talking
Since
about.
Since we're talking about it, I just might as well just go ahead and play that.
Well, we could do that. Yeah, we could do that right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and you know, it's great to have you live in the studio, but it's also wonderful to hear the things you've recorded.
I would like to add that on this song, Daniel does the amazing percussion tracks on here. And as I said, he produced and mixed and recorded it.
When did you record this?
This was released in 2014.
Okay.
June of 2014.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice.
It was recorded in 2012.
But since it was called The Waiting Game...
I decided to wait. And once again, in fear for my life, I finally released.
It's a producer talking for you here. You know, we're not ready yet.
You see why I need a producer. But it's true. And
all right.
But there are, I always say Daniel created the environment for this song. And I'll tell you more about that after you play the song.
So say one more time the title and the translation.
In Lakesh. Allah Ken, and it means I am another you.
As I stare up at the star fields on dark and autumn nights, I feel the winter coming. Migrant hawks, they take their flight. The breath of summer exhales with each passing day. Leaves fall from their branches, shed this life and drift away. In Lakesh, Allah Ken, code of the heart, ancients whispered on the wind. I am you, you are me, we are the mountains, we are the rivers and the trees. Water snake and turtle lying in the reeds, motionless and watching where blue herons feed. Red dragonfly ascending through rays of golden light. Eagle perch presiding over all that's in his sight. In Lakesh, Allah Ken, code of the heart, ancients whispered on the wind. I am you. You are me, we are the mountains, we are the rivers and the trees. Wild coyote standing in the full moonlight, silver fox comes dancing in and out of sight. Ripples on the water, sparkling diamond bright. Great bear in the forest, speaking in the night. In Lakesh, Allah Ken, code of the heart, ancients whispered on the wind. I am you, you are me. We are the mountains, we are the rivers and the trees. In Lakesh, Allah Ken, code of the heart, ancients whispered on the wind. I am you, you are me. We are the mountains, we are the rivers and the trees. In Marrakesh, Alakin, code of the heart, ancients whispered on the wind. I am you, you are me, we are the mountains, we are the rivers and the trees.
The sound of nature, deer and frogs, at the end of that beautiful song from Dave Kearney's album called The Waiting Game. Yeah, we'll just let the sound of the frogs and the deer play out for a second until we actually come to the end of that astonishingly beautiful song. That's really something special. That's Dave Kearney, and it was produced by Ellie Winninger.
No, that one was produced by her son, Daniel.
Okay, well, I'm close. Well, that's really...
produced, mixed, recorded, and the nature sounds on there. Dan actually went out into the woods at night with a tape recorder and laid in wait for the deer and such. Near a deer wallow, and he recorded those sounds and the storm, and that's all. Those aren't sound bites.
Those are not. That's not a stock library. Daniel is an
immensely talented person who has been. I can't even measure the amount of impact and influence and inspiration Daniel has been to me.
So he produced. He was playing the percussion on that. And yeah. Ellie, were you playing second guitar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were, while that song was playing, we were having a little conversation here in the studios here at WJFF. And I love that, the sound of that finger picking, that the lyrical sound of that flowing guitar sound. And it brings to mind a couple of different musicians, and we really discovered that we have a lot in common with like Bert Jantz, the Pentangle musicians, Sandy Denny, Nick Drake, Davy Graham, I guess.
Thank you very much.
John Renborn.
Richard Thompson and Martin Simpson as yes. well have been, and Bert Jansch uh-huh. have been great influences on my finger style.
Yeah, playing. Bert Jansch especially or something like that.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
You know, one of the things that you said initially, your one of your main influences was Guy Clark, I believe.
Yes.
And it's hard for me to understand how one might categorize the songs that you play. You mentioned contemporary folk, alternative folk. How would you describe your
music? I've been assigned a genre, as it were.
Okay.
People call what I do folk noir.
Folk noir?
Indeed, they do.
Uh-huh.
And that's the first person to say that was my producer, and it caught on.
Well, you haven't played any of the really dark, dark stuff, which there is some.
There's dark stuff hiding in here, people. But you know what? That's what I hope, you know, the idea of a certain maturity. There's a certain maturity, as I listen to a lot of, I've listened to so many singer songwriters. We all have, and the subject matter doesn't change, but the perspective and the interpretations of what you're writing about seems to change dramatically. And I really enjoy hearing, I've been playing a lot of David Crosby lately. He's in the past 6 years, he's come into some kind of a reflowering, a renaissance. And I love to hear the things that he writes about and the things that he has to say. And if there is a dark place or a sad place, that just helps me deal with my own feelings of that. So I don't know what you have in store for us, but I'm really looking forward to hearing you two play another song for us. Live here in the studios on Homegrown this afternoon. They're waving their guitars around in the air. I believe Ellie is going to change from her beautiful Ivan Smuckler guitar to a all-steel body Dobro.
Well, actually, that's a resonator guitar.
It's a resonator, sorry. And they're switching up at the moment.
I'd like to add that is traditionally a blues instrument. And along with that, I would like to add that Ellie is a 2014 inductee into the Blues Hall of Fame.
And she carries the blues with her. She's dressed in blue today, too. Yes.
She has made me a better musician in the years that I've played with her.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That's really nice. Yeah, you know, we don't have a lot of friction inside this band here. That's good. That's really good. So normally she's got a slide going out here, and you've got tuned to an open tuning. Are you tuned open?
I am, but it's a very bizarre open tuning, and I'm not going to reveal it.
All right. You guys have got to deconstruct it if you want to figure out how she's tuned.
That's right.
Proprietary patented tuning.
I stole it from John Hammond.
Oh, John Hammond. Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe it was David Lindley. I'm not sure.
No, David Lindley, I don't know that name.
We're retuning. Pardon us.
Yeah, this is a bunch of gratuitous tuning here on WJFF. Where else could you hear the sounds of live music on a Saturday afternoon? 70 degrees. It's finally spring here in Jeffersonville. I think they're all tuned up. It sounds resonant. What's the name of this song, Dave?
This song is called Call Me By My Name.
Well, that sounds familiar. Isn't that a title of the Breaking Bad? I believe there's an episode. Uh-oh. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then scratch. Scratch that.
No, but it's probably similar in subject matter.
I don't know.
Quite. This song.
Call Me By My Name.
This song... it is from the folk noir side.
Okay.
Of what I
All right, did. People, brace yourself. Sit down. All right, this is Dave Kearney and Ellie Winninger.
Thank you.
I'm the friend you never wanted. I'm the friend you'll always have. I'm the friend to watch you suffer and smile at Sam Clay. I'm the dealer at the table every time you lose the game. Don't pretend that you don't know me. Call me by my name. You can call me by my name. I'm the fire that's in your belly. I'm the fear that's in your eye. I'm the shadow in the corner when another good friend dies. I'm the warm, seductive feeling that went rushing through his veins. Don't pretend that you don't know me. Call me by my name. You can call me. I'm the face inside the mirror that you don't recognize. I'm the memories you can't forget, no matter how you try. You can love me, you can hate me, cause to me it's all the same. But don't pretend that you don't know me. Call me by my name. Call me. You can call me by my
Dave Kearney and Eli Wininger, Call Me By My Name, live in the studio. Wow. Okay, that's okay. I get the noir. I get the dark. That means black in French, for those of you who are wondering. And there's a film noir, but now we have folk noir. All right. So, you guys are so good together live.
Thank you so much.
And Dave, I understand you do go out and play gigs.
I do. I love playing
where live. Where could our listeners hear you?
Well, you can come and see the two of us together in our duo persona, which is called Small Engine. And we'll be in Hyde Park on June 8th, nice. Friday night, at the...
Talk to us.
The Hudson Valley Folk
Hudson
Guild.
Valley Folk Guild, but what's the name of the church?
Hyde Park Church. I don't know.
Hyde Park Reformed Church, I think.
Go to the Hudson Valley Folk Guild. You,
yes, to their website, and it'll tell you exactly what the name of the church
is. It's going
to
be a great night. Lots of music.
Yeah, we're sharing the bill with Trio Mio, and...
I think Denise Jordan
Denise
Finley.
Denise Jordan Finley has been added to the bill, and Vito Petroselli is going to be there, who's a really great guitar player. All of these folks are really talented, great songwriters. And it's going to be a fine old time, y'all.
Nice. All right. So one more time, when is that?
That's on June 8th, on Friday night, and it's in Hyde Park.
Hyde Park. All right. Yeah. So, all right. So they're smiling. I'm smiling. I hope you're enjoying this music live today. What a beautiful afternoon. And, I'm just feeling it's great to be in the same room as they play, because there's something about acoustic music. It swirls in the air around you. And I just love hearing it live like this. So I hope you're feeling it too. You call yourself Small Engine. Okay.
Yeah,
as
when we
duo.
Play together. Yes.
Yeah.
But Dave does a lot of solo work just by himself.
Yeah.
And if I can, I show up. And if I can't, he does a great show.
Well, that slide guitar.
Yeah, that's fun, right?
Yeah, there's something special about a musician. And when you introduced yourself to me today, you called yourself an accompanist. And you know, some people think, oh, well, that's a secondary sort of thing. But there's a real talent. There's a real gift in not stepping on the music, but just bringing it out. And you did that so remarkably. In
Thank
that
you.
Song. I heard that slide come in and it was just laid down perfectly. Really
Thank
fabulous.
You.
Fabulous stuff, guys.
Elliot's a formidable
I like,
slide
I
player.
Like being tasteful.
Tasteful. I like that. Now, do you play electric guitar?
No, actually, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody put mine in my lap, I would.
Uh-huh.
For sure. Uh-huh. But I'm uh-huh. like...
Blues, huh? Blues.
Lugging around this slide guitar is heavy enough. If I had to take an amp too, I think I'd just like sort of faint.
Well, you see, that's what you know.
I'm trying to be practical.
That's what fans are for. Your fans and roadies are supposed to help you. That guitar, that slide guitar, is a completely steel body guitar. It's got a wooden neck on it, but the body is steel.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's heavy. It
really.
Sounds amazing.
Very handy in bar fights.
So, all right, you two. What times?
Calm down.
Well, now, can I coax another song out of you?
Yeah, let's do another song.
Let's do another song.
Would love to.
Yeah.
Little Things?
Dave's going to do one of his few happy songs.
Okay. All right. No, I like the sad stuff. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But happy's good, too.
Sad songs make me happy.
I mean, you know, that's another art form, being able to write a happy song.
Well, it is. And it's usually
it really
one
is.
that I don't do, but... it's like Towns said, you know. A lady asked him from the audience, she said, don't you write any happy songs? He said, ma'am, these are the happiest.
That's good. I like, what's the name of this song,
True
Dave?
True story. This is called Little Things.
Little Things. All right, let's go. Here we are.
And I'll dedicate this to all the folks that live out there at Cooper Inn with me, because that's where this song was born. I like the mountains at sunrise, sunsets by the sea, places where my first name is all they ask of me. The sound of children's laughter drifting down the hall, and the face of a good friend when no one cares to call. I like good country cooking and old Gibson guitars, smart, sexy women with dependable cars, lying in the middle, staring up at summer stars,
and the moments of truth when you find out who you are. It's the little things that make the difference when you add it all up at the end of the day. It's a simple path to walk away from indifference and make your life feel like a place you want to stay. I like jokes that are funny, songs that are sad, memories of my loved one and the time that we had. Hate that don't continue, love that never ends, and the mystery of dreams up around the bend. And I like jokes that are funny. I like sin forgiven, debts that are paid, those days when I can make good on the promises I made. Wind on the water, the sound of a train, and the smell of the forest after the rain. It's the little things that make the difference when you add it all up at the end of the day. It's a simple path to walk away from indifference and make your life feel like a place you want to stay. It's the little things that make the difference when you add it all up at the end of the day. It's a simple path to walk away from indifference and make your life feel like a place you want to stay. Don't you want to stay?
Dave Kearney, thank you. That's beautiful, Dave. That's a
happy
one.
Thank you.
A place you want to stay. How beautifully said. Yeah.
Well, you know, we were playing down in South Carolina, and this old fellow sat there. He'd been listening to the set during the evening. He walked up to me, and he said, that song, that Simple Things, he said, that there is an anti-suicide song, son.
Yeah, all right.
He said, that's antidote. Important work that you're doing.
Oh, that's beautifully said. That had to give you a lot of satisfaction as a songwriter.
I thank that fellow for pointing that out to me.
Have you recorded that song yet?
It's going to be on the upcoming record that we are,
You're being forced to record again.
They're sharpening the knives.
How can you do that to him? You got to force him. You got to lock him in the studio with no food or water, and then.
Pretty much.
Well, now, that song that you played at the very top of the program about the eyes, Sweet Eyes, that's coming on your new CD.
It will be there as well.
And the song you just sang. And
Little Things will be there. Yeah. And a bunch of other stuff.
Now, if people want to hear more of your music, is there a place online they can visit you?
Well, I'm on Reverb Nation. And I am also on SoundCloud.
So if I was on Reverb Nation, I would find you under Dave Kearney.
Dave Kearney, yeah.
K-E-A-R-N-E-Y. K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Dave Kearney.
And also, I would like to say that I would be grateful to anyone out there who would go to CD Baby, iTunes, Spotify, all the usual outlets, and buy my records. Come on now, buy my records.
Well, I feel that when WJFF sponsors a live music show every week, I feel that that's such an important part of contributing, you know, to our community. And,
well, it's one of the
and
ways,
the artistic
you
life.
Know, we're able to stay in the business and do this and tour a little bit, you know, and
a life that you want to keep. How did you put it in the song? What was it? A life that you
make
feel
your life feel like a place you want to stay.
A place you want to stay. That's so well said. Music and, does that.
It's most
you know?
Important.
Yeah, yeah.
Most important. I tell people at this point of the game that it's not what I do; it's who I am. And that's the whole of it, right there.
There's a song right there, Dave. There's a song. So now I'm just curious. Do you carry a little notebook around with you? When do you write your ideas down?
When they come to me.
Do you write them down?
Sometimes.
A pencil and a paper? Are you talking iPhone or pencil and paper?
That's the only way I know how to write a song. I can't do it on a typewriter or a computer or anything. I just I put pen to paper.
Pen to paper, okay.
You know, and sometimes that involves. Just staring at a blank page for a long time.
Seriously, so you sit down on purpose to write a song. See, the way I imagine it happening, and everybody's different,
well,
so I like to talk about this sort of thing. Some people like me, I take down little, I'll say something, I'll go, quick, write that down. And then I'll collect a bunch of them. And then all of a sudden I'll say, look, there's a song there. But you sit down with a blank piece of paper?
Sometimes, but...
More often, that's heavy.
What happens, this is
that's heavy.
More often than not, this is my process. I will play guitar and I will stumble across something that moves me emotionally on the guitar, some chords or something. I call that stuff heart music.
Heart song is what I call it.
And when I move into that emotional relationship with music, there's usually some kind of an idea or a snatch of a lyric or something that's been percolating in the back of my head for a long time. And, you know, the right one rises up and the music and the words marry each other.
I love that description, the words and they marry each other. See, yeah. I have been, you know, I like to write songs myself, but it's a tricky process. Have you ever had snatches of music that you can't match up with lyrics or...
Oh, Lord, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird how they come together and then all of a sudden they marry each
other. And it's funny. Some songs, you know, some songs that take you a couple days to write, and I've got one song that took me almost 5 years.
Yeah. That's folk noir for you people. It's a long slog. No, I'm sorry. Well, you have a very impressive body of work.
It's like Don Henley says, you know, it's 5 minutes to sing and 60 years to write.
Well, you know, the afternoon has kind of sped by. I think we've definitely got time for one more song. If you guys are into playing another song for
We'd
us. We'd love to hear.
Greatest Mystery. I'll leave you with this one. This is also slated for the new record as soon as Ellie and Dan have beat me enough.
I love my job.
Such a producer.
You guys
I love my job.
You guys are so good.
All right. Dave, tell us what the name of this song is.
This song is called The Greatest Mystery.
Okay.
And
don't give it away what it is.
Okay, yeah.
I won't.
All right.
I won't.
Okay, now he's got his capo on, but he's only got it on 5 out of 6 strings. Just you know, sharing that secret with you. All right, here we go, Dave Kearney and Ellie Wininger.
Love's a passing echo, rippling down a canyon wall, beckoning and calling until at last it falls.
into an empty silence that turns the flower to a stone. Love's the deepest mystery my heart has ever known. Love whispers like the northern wind through the winter trees. Her icy lips will kiss you when the rivers start to freeze. She'll lure you deep into the dream, then vanish as she chills you to the bone. Love's the deepest mystery my heart has ever known. Angels dancing on a pinhead, moonbeams captured in a jar, beauty and beholder reaching for a fallen star. Dancing on a pinhead, moonbeams captured in a jar, beauty and beholder reaching for a fallen star. Love lies lingering in the mist, out in the planting rain, until at last she calls you, and she claims your heart again. You'll follow down the rabbit hole to a place so far away. Love's the greatest mystery my heart has ever known. Love's the greatest mystery my heart has ever
Dave Kearney.